Good morning, ladies. My name is Betty Doss, and this is kind of what brought me to Grief Share. The new normal. Y'all hear that a lot in here. And better. Thank you. What? Can you tell me what that is? I don't even know what normal is. I thought I did. I grew up in a family of 7 children in 10 years. Needless to say, my parents were very busy. I actually have a sister that's 11 months older and a brother 10 months younger. Wasn't much time. But all 7 kids were very, very, very close. And I'm the 5th child. I had 1 older brother, 3 older sisters, and 2 younger brothers. Now tell me, is that normal? I don't think so. My first real experience was when my pa died of a heart attack. And my granny called. We only lived about 2 blocks away. And my granny called my dad to do CPR on him. Well, he wasn't successful in reviving him. Who has to do CPR on their own dad? Is that normal? It wasn't for us, but yet it was. Then about 6 years later, my grandmother passed away, and life went on after my dad lost both his parents. And I got married and started my family. In 1990, my whole world turned upside down. My sister Carol and I were especially close. There was one in between us, but we were really close. We did everything together. I spent all my summers and holidays with her and her husband, Cecil. I loved them so much. They were almost my surrogate parents, even though she was only 2 years older than me. Then February the 28th, my sweet sister shot and killed her husband of 25 years. And then she took her own life. We were all in such a state of shock. They had this great marriage, or so we thought. And about 6 weeks before, then that's when things got kind of rough. And how does something like that happen? Not only had we lost our beautiful sister, but she took another one's life with her. Why? Why? We just couldn't understand why. She was a devoted wife, mother, daughter, and sister. She loved life. At least that's what we thought at the time. Is that normal that we would think that of her? We were all just getting by and trying to understand what had happened when in April of 90, one of our nieces was diagnosed with cancer. She was only 4 years old. Again, I'm asking, why? From there on, we had other 9 other family and friends pass away in 1990. One was my closest coworker. And he had a brain aneurysm, so it was very sudden. Another was my daughter's roommate killed in a car wreck. And again, I was so obsessed with whys. I remember in Isaiah 55:8-9, the Lord says, "My thoughts are not your thoughts. Your ways are not like my ways. Just as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways than your ways, and my thoughts are higher than your thoughts." I finally gave all of my whys back to our Lord. I didn't have the power to ask why. I didn't need that power any longer. I don't know why. I don't need to know why this side of heaven. He reminds us in 1 Peter to give all your worries to him because he cares about you. Thank goodness the 90s had passed and now we get on with life, right? Wrong. Not so much. I had several other deaths from time to time, but nothing like the 90s. Then in 98, my neighbor and very good friend passed away after battling cancer for 4 months, and I was with her the whole time as she battled cancer. It was in December of 98. Then in January of 99, my sister-in-law died while waiting for a lung transplant. She had a panic attack, and she didn't have the capacity to breathe, and so she passed away. Then in 2000, my dad was diagnosed with pancreatic cancer. He had surgery, and he survived another 6 months. Then he passed away in June of 2001. My oldest brother noticed some blood clots, and he went in for testing. 3 weeks later to the day, he was gone. He also was eat up with cancer, but no signs whatsoever, other than the blood clots. It was later discovered that he too had pancreatic cancer, but no signs, again, that he was sick. My baby brother, my youngest brother, he got sick and was being treated for a sinus infection. 3 months later, he also passed away. That was in August of 2010. He too was found to have had pancreatic cancer. Is any of this normal? I don't know what normal is. All I know is I will never understand, but I also know I must trust God. He tells us in Psalms 32:8, the Lord says, I will make you wise and show you where to go. I will guide and watch over you. So in conclusion, I think the new normal for me is where God leads me. I don't have to understand, and I don't have to like it, but I do have to trust in Him when He says He loves me and He will never leave me. Thank you.